Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumaire. 28. Hastened the hardy one, henchman with him, sandy strand of the sea to tread in widespread ways. The world's great candle sun shone from south. They strode along with sturdy steps to the spot they knew where the battle king young, his burg within, slayer of Ongenthiau, shared the ring's shelter of heroes. To Hygelac Beowulf's coming was quickly told, that there in the court the clansman's refuge, the shield companion sound and alive, hail from the hero play homeward strode. With haste in the hall by highest order, room for the rovers was readily made. By his sovereign he sat, come safe from battle, kinsman by kinsman. His kindly lord he first had greeted in gracious form with manly words. The mead dispensing came through the high hall, Hereth's daughter, winsome to warriors, wine-cup bore to the hands of the heroes. Hygelac then his comrade fairly with question plied in the lofty hall, sore longing to know what manner of sojourn the sea-geats made. What came of thy quest, my kinsman Beowulf, when thy yearning suddenly swept thee yonder battle to seek o'er the briny sea combat in Heorot? Hrothgar, couldst thou aid at all the honored chief in his wide-known woes? With waves of care my sad heart seethed. I sore mistrusted my loved one's venture. Long I begged thee by no means to seek that slaughtering monster, but suffer the South Danes to settle their feud themselves with Grendel. Now God be thanked that safe and sound I can see thee now. Beowulf spake, the Baron of Egthal. 'Tis known and unhidden, Hygelac Lord, to many men, that meaning of ours, struggle grim between Grendel and me, which we fought on the field where full too many sorrows he wrought for the scalding victors, evils unending. These all I avenged. No boast can be from breed of Grendel, any on earth for that uproar at dawn from the longest lived of the loathsome race in fleshy fold. But first I went Hrothgar to greet in the hall of gifts, where Healfdane's kinsman, high renowned, soon as my purpose was plain to him, assigned me a seat by his son and heir. The liegemen were lusty. My life days, never such merry men over mead and hall have I heard under heaven. The high-born queen, people's peacebringer, passed through the hall, cheering the young clansmen, clasps of gold, ere she sought her seat to sundry gave. Off to the heroes, Hrothgar's daughter, to earls in turn the ale-cup tendered, she whom I heard these hall companions, Frawaru, name when fretted gold she proffered the warriors, promised is she, gold-decked maid, to the glad son of Froda. Sage this seems to the scouding's friend, kingdom's keeper, he counts it wise this woman to wed, so, and ward off feud, store of slaughter. But seldom ever when men are slain does the murder spear sink but briefest, while though the bride be fair. Nor haply will like it the Hethobard lord, and as little each of his liegemen all, when a thane of the Danes in that doughty throng goes with the lady along their hall, and on him the old-time heirlooms glisten, hard and ring-decked, Hethobard's treasure, weapons that once they wielded fair, until they lost at the linden play, liegemen, leal, and their lives as well. Then, over the ale, on this heirloom gazing, some ash-wielder old, who has all in mind that spear-death of men, he is stern of mood, heavy at heart, in the hero young tests the temper and tries the soul, and war-hate wakens with words like these. Canst thou not, comrade, ken that sword which to the fray thy father carried in his final feud, neath the fighting mask, dearest of blades, when the Danish slew him, and wielded the war-place on Withergild's fall, after havoc of heroes, those hardy scaldings? Now the son of a certain slaughtering Dane, proud of his treasure, paces his hall, joys in the killing, and carries the jewel that rightfully ought to be owned by thee. Thus he urges, and eggs him all the time with keenest words, till occasion offers that Fruwaru's thane for his father's deed after bite of brand in his blood must slumber, losing his life, but that liegeman flies living away. For the land he kens, and thus be broken on both their sides oaths of the earls, when Ingeld's breast wells with war-hate, and wife-love now after the care-billows cooler grows. So I hold not high the Hethobard's faith due to the Danes, or their during love and pact of peace. But I pass from that, turning to Grendel, O giver of treasure, and saying in full how the flight resulted, hand-fray of heroes, when heaven's jewel had fled o'er far fields, that fierce sprite came, night-foe savage, to seek us out where safe and sound we sentried the hall. To Honskio then was that harassing deadly, his fall there was fated. He first was slain, girded warrior. Grendel on him turned murderous mouth on our mighty kinsman, and all of the brave man's body devoured. Yet none the earlier, empty-handed, would the bloody-toothed murderer, mindful of Baal, outward go from the gold-decked hall. But me he attacked in his terror of might, with greedy hand grasped me. A glove hung by him wide and wondrous, wound with bands, and in artful wise it all was wrought by devilish craft of dragon skins. Me therein, an innocent man, the fiendish foe was fain to thrust with many another. He might not so when I all angrily upright stood. 'Twere long to relate how that land destroyer I paid in kind for his cruel deeds, yet there my prince, this people of thine, got fame by my fighting. He fled away, and a little space his life preserved, but there stayed behind him his stronger hand, left in Heorot. Heartsick thence on the floor of the ocean that outcast fell. Me for this struggle the Scalding's friend paid in plenty with plates of gold, with many a treasure, when morn had come, and we all at the banquet board sat down. Then was song and glee. The gray-haired Scalding, much tested, told of the times of yore. Whilst the hero his harp bestirred would of delight, now lays he chanted of sooth and sadness, or set aright legends of wonder, the wide-hearted king, or for years of his youth he would yearn at times for strength of old struggles, now stricken with age, hoary hero. His heart surged full when, wise with winters, he wailed their flight. Thus in the hall the whole of that day at ease we feasted, till fell o'er earth another night. Anon, full ready in greed of vengeance, Grendel's mother set forth all doleful. Dead was her son through war-hate of Weders. Now, woman monstrous with fury, fell a foeman she slew, avenged her offspring. From Aeschir old loyal counsellor life was gone. Nor might they e'en when morning broke those Danish people their death-done comrade burn with brands on bale fire, lay the man they mourned. Under a mountain stream she had carried the corpse with cruel hands, for Hrothgar that was the heaviest sorrow of all that had laden the lord of his folk. The leader then, by thy life, besought me, sad was his soul, in the sea-waves coiled to play the hero, and hazard my being for glory of prowess. My guerdon he pledged. I then in the waters, 'tis widely known, that sea-floor guardian savage found. Hand to hand, there a while we struggled, billows welled blood. In the briny hall, her head I hewed with a hardy blade from Grendel's mother, and gained my life, though not without danger. My doom was not yet. Then the haven of heroes, Healfdene's son, gave me in Garden great gifts of price. Read by Rick Kirshner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.